happened to see last night. Clever is he that can interpret it. It shall not be related to the wanton. He that will conceal it shall know it not. It is an act of the gentle to govern the multitude. Pleasure is not the wealth of a country. Have I not been under the same covering with a fair maid of the hue of the billow of the strand? Labor bestowed on anything good is no pain, and the remembrance of it will last. Worse is my trouble to answer him who is not acquainted with it. It is no reparation for an evil deed, a desistance after it is done. One's benefit does not appear when it is asked for in a roundabout way. Thou hast better keep to what there is, and associate with the virtuous, and be resolute as to what may happen. He that frequently commits crime will at last be caught. He that will not relate a thing fully will not find himself contradicted. Riches will not flourish with the wicked. Mass will not be sung on a retreat. A sigh is no protection against the vile. He that is not liberal does not deserve the name. is a graciously disposed king, who is wonderful in the highest degree, who is chief above the children of Adam, who is a happy and most mighty defense, who is generous, glorious, and most pure, whose claim is most strong and binding. What is heard of him and what is true, that I will celebrate. To the great God, to the condescending and most compassionate God, to the blessed God, a sacred song I will sing. Until I become a blameless man to God, I will consider the substance about which the sin which Adam shined, about sin before the judgment I am very anxious, against the day of appointment when all men shall come from their graves in their strength and greatest vigour, as they were when they were in their very prime, in one host to the one place most pleasant, even to the top of one hill, in order to be judged. Among this multitude may I attain the merit of being protected by a retinue of the nine orders of heaven. My God, what a gathering! My Lord God, may my bardic lore affect the bonds of the universe. My great superior, my owner, the object of my reverence, before going to the sod, before going to the gravel. Permit thou me to indite a composition to thy praise before my tongue becomes mute, and my memory, like Job, who spoke unto his wife concerning her dragonic obedience, when the servant of God on a certain day came to him to the contest with his wife. Before the blow, he gave a handful of what had peeled from the surface of his flesh. And since the presents which anyone gave were now acceptable, the merciful God made a gift of charity in pure gold, the treasure of the Trinity. In a fainting state he sits and there praises God. Blessed was he to be plagued, now said sin. Thou knowest how to conceal the perfidy of the mysterious being, the love-diffusing Lord of heaven, the Creator. Take thou praise him, that thou mayest reach the fair and happy region, happy, pleasant, free, and greatly deserving praise. Loving wine, love thou the gentle, preserve the truth. Eva did not preserve the sweet apple tree which God commanded her. For her transgression he was not reconciled to her, but manifest pain he inflicted upon her. Some wonderful covering of flinty dress she put upon herself. The Maker of heaven caused her in the midst of her riches to make herself bare. And a second miracle did the bountiful Lord who hears being praised when she wished to avoid being caught. The way in which she fled was where there was a ploughman ploughing the ground with men in attendance. Mysterious Trinity has spoken it. Then went the faultless mother of splendid gifts with her happy husband. A crowd of men afterwards came to ask in an entertainment, hast thou seen a woman and a son with her? And say thou for the record's truth, and he will not refuse our request to see us going without her to a certain spot, and the blessing of God be on it. Upon that came a destitute rabble, a race of the disposition of Cain. A fierce and iniquitous multitude are they. A tower was sought in order to seek the mysterious being. Then said one who was deformed and unwitty to the man who thou seest, hast thou seen the men of the city of giants going by thee without turning? I did see them when I harrowed the fair land, where you see the reaping. what the children of Cain now did was to turn away from the reapers. Though the intercession of Mary Maria and her knowledge communicated to her by God, they were defacing them. Besides herself, the Holy Spirit, and her sanctity. As long as we sojourn among excess and pride, let our work be perfect. Let us seek deliverance through faith and religion and belief. As long as there is a belief in God through obtaining faith and by doing great penance daily, soul, why askest thou me? What my end, and will the grave be my portion? blessing to the happy youth and to the fair kingdom. Large is the wave, capacious the breast. God is his name in depth of every language. Thou with energy didst overshadow the pure Mary. Well hast thou come in human form. Behold here the Son of glorious hope, whose death proceeded from Idas. He was by his treachery and disgraceful conduct a deluder in the gentle service of his Lord. Cunning was he, but he was not wise, and until the judgment I know not his destination. If a bard were every poet that is, on earth, on the brine and on the cultivated plain, on the sand and on the seas and in the stars of astronomy, the giver with the gentle and ready hand being judge, more than they could I should wish and also do, to relate the power and bounty of the Creator. Great God, today is thy majesty extolled. The blessing of the nine hosts of heaven on the mysterious Creator, the mighty God and Dominator, who has created the light of gladness and generous brightness of the sun in the day. Like the Christian's lamp, it shines above the deep, 1,000 times greater than the moon. And a third wonder is the agitation of sea, how it ebbs, how it swells, how it goes, how it comes, how it rolls, how it settles. How long will it go, or how will it be? At the end of 7 years, the Creator will check its course until it comes to its former state. We will worship him who causes it, the mighty God, the Son of Mary, who created heaven and earth when thou camest on Easter Eve. From Ufen, that was thy portion, became liberated. Creator of heaven, may we purchase thy loving kindness. since I was made in necessity blameless. True it is, woe is me, that thou shouldst have come to my design, neither for my own sake, nor for death, nor for end, nor for beginning. It was with seven faculties that I was thus blessed. With seven created beings, I was placed for purification. I was gleaming fire when I was caused to exist. I was dust of the earth. Grief could not reach me. I was a high wind, being less evil than good. I was a mist on a mountain, seeking supplies of stags. I was blossoms of trees on the face of the earth. If the Lord had blessed me, He would have placed me on matter. Soul, since I was made.